Part 1. Winning the War Within. Chapter 1. Extreme Ownership. Jocko Willink. The Malab District, Ramadi, Iraq. Fog of War. The early morning light was dimmed by a literal fog of war that filled the air. Soot from tires the insurgents had set alight in the streets, clouds of dust kicked up from the roads by U.S. tanks and Humvees, and powdered concrete from the walls of buildings pulverized by machine gun fire. As our armored Humvee rounded the corner and headed down the street toward the gunfire, I saw a U.S. M1A2 Abrams tank in the middle of the road up ahead. Its turret rotated with the huge main gun trained on a building at almost point-blank range. Through the particle-filled air, I could see a smoky red mist, clearly from a red smoke grenade used by American forces in the area as a general signal for help. My mind was racing. This was our first major operation in Ramadi, and it was total chaos. Beyond the literal fog of war impeding our vision, the figurative fog of war, often attributed to Prussian military strategist Karl von Clausewitz, had descended upon us, and it was thick with confusion, inaccurate information, broken communications, and mayhem. For this operation, we had four separate elements of SEALs in various sectors of this violent, war-torn city. Two SEAL sniper teams with U.S. Army scout snipers and a contingent of Iraqi soldiers, and another element of SEALs embedded with Iraqi soldiers and their U.S. Army combat advisors assigned to clear an entire sector, building by building. Finally, my SEAL senior enlisted advisor, a non-commissioned officer, and I rode along with one of the Army company commanders. In total, about 300 U.S. and Iraqi troops, friendly forces, were operating in this dangerous and hotly contested neighborhood of eastern Ramadi known as the Malab District. The entire place was crawling with Muj, as American forces called them. The enemy insurgent fighters called themselves Mujahideen, Arabic for those engaged in jihad, which we had shortened for expediency. They subscribed to a ruthless, militant version of Islam, and they were cunning, barbaric, and lethal. For years, the Malab had remained firmly in their hands. Now, U.S. forces aimed to change that. The operation had kicked off before sunrise.